We have already a great guest here representing this year's International Critics Week with his film Montagna, and I'm talking about João Salavisa. Welcome.
Hello, welcome as well.
Let's be welcome all together.
Yeah.
So João, you're here, as I said, with your first feature. Mm-hmm. And just tell me a bit about, especially the beginning of it, because I sensed that I knew a bit your short film works, and therefore I can see this sort of, this could represent the completion of a sort of journey that you started with, you know, probably the first short film that you did and keep going. So
yes,
I just want to know a bit the...
Yeah, actually I'm more or less, I feel that after three short films I did before, where I was following with a little small level of obsession, more or less the same subject. My films are always in the casting a combination with non-professional actors, which are kids from normally from the suburbs of Lisbon, and a few professional actors that I try to put under conflict with these kids and to see what happens in this combination of. So this long feature is probably the end of a long process on these issues that started with Arena and then with Rafa, which are the most known, I think, short films from the past, so from those I did.
And yeah, you just kind of mentioned as well, this sort of research into, let's call it childhood, the bridge between childhood and adolescence, which is such a delicate moment. And you always portray it also with the concept of translating into space in a way,
yeah.
You know, what it means to be conflicted inside,
yeah,
and the outside.
Yeah.
And tell me the if you kind of like every short film also was a sort of step towards a more mature way, and now the maturity is seen,
yeah,
here in Montagna.
I think in a way the thing that happens in Montagna, it also happened in the short films. It's I filmed these kids in a very precise period of their lives. Like I couldn't do this film with this kid 3 or 6 months later. He would have been somebody else. So I think that it's beautiful. It's almost something ontological, considering the possibility of filming a body in transformation in front of the camera. So I like the idea that an adolescent keeps the last traces of childhood, but at the same time is already projecting and anticipating in his voice and in his gestures, and especially with his eyes, the coming of adulthood. And I think it's beautiful because cinema is probably the only medium that allows you to film or to portrait somebody on the move. I mean, the kid is moving all the time, and we see with the camera his body changing, and that body changing is his story. I mean, his story is told through the body. But basically the film is very simple, considering the plot. I don't like this word, but it's
sounds bad as well, isn't it? Sounds,
yeah,
bad.
Sounds
plot.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Even the sound plot, it's like plock. But the film is a 14-year-old boy who is facing the death of his grandfather, who is the only person he has in his life. In these 3 or 4 days of life, he will basically being around Lisbon, going out at night, just walking around with no purpose, while he's waiting for this imminence of this death that we anticipate that it will probably happen. But at the same time, I think there is something beautiful in adolescence, which is happiness and anguish can walk side by side. You can go to a funeral of a parent, and in the same night you go out and you get alcohol and you are happy at the same time. And this feeling, this contradictory feeling, it's something that fascinates me.
Another contradiction that I noticed as well, but I think it was really good in the film, was the fact that, you know, in adolescence, everyone thinks he's immortal. You know, death is not part of the plot. Whereas here, actually, for the protagonist, you know, death is in front of his eyes, you know, with the imminent absence of one of the most crucial people in his life. So that's also made me think, while watching it, that if it's also a way for you to decipher your own adolescence now that you're maybe out of it, that through filmmaking you're going back and seeing the little moments.
No, you know, I was watching the film yesterday for the first time with audience, and I was thinking in a way that maybe this sounds cheesy, but in a way it's probably the end of my cinematic adolescence. And there is a parallel with the kid. Of course, probably I was an adolescent till 30 years old and the kid till he was 15. So it's childish to say this, but maybe it's the end. I think that after this long research of the same subject and the same fascination for urban landscapes, which is basically, I always film in Lisbon. I never went more than 5 kilometers far from my home to make a film, and I did a few short films and now a feature. So I feel that after this, I will probably go somewhere else, film different people in different atmospheres.
That's the thing as well. You said the landscape. I mean, that it's not just about the inner part of the character, but also the surroundings. I think it's essential. But I kind of sense that maybe in your filmmaking, something that could stay is exactly this sort of fascination into the exploration of different landscapes.
Yeah.
So you think that that could be remaining, or maybe the next project will be, I don't know, like a completely slapstick comedy? What can I expect from you?
No, for sure not a slapstick comedy. I would love to, but I think it's the hardest thing to do. That's why I think Charlie Chaplin is the number one. Probably it's impossible to do something like that nowadays, I think. But no, in a way, it's something contradictory. I wanted to make a film about young people in a fresh style, fresh atmosphere. But at the same time, the films that I really like are most of them old films. I don't know. I love how Antonioni, since we are in Italy, and he's one of my references, how he films the city on the same level as he films people. So an empty space or a building can also tell a story of people, even if the people is not there. But now, to answer your question, I feel that I would love to film probably in a more isolated place with nature. And I start to feel obsessed by atmospheres or environments where I've never been. I'm really a guy from Lisbon, from the center of Lisbon. I lived there all my life. I didn't have a house in the countryside like everybody has in Portugal or in Italy for the grandparents. So I'm a bit afraid of nature. I like to sleep to hear the cars and the sirens and the drunk people on the streets, and I'm afraid of the silence of nature. So in a way, I'm thinking of filming far away in the future.
That also seems like an ideal cinematic adulthood. You know, that one of the first steps is going out of adolescence is also traveling. So that seems like that you're ready to travel with the camera.
In my short films and even in mountain, there are long spiritual inner travelings. But if we think geographically, it's probably going around the same places in the same city, which more or less was my adolescence and the adolescence of my friends. It's this small circle of places where we've been, and also this idea, I remember, you to have a girlfriend from the suburbs and to travel 10 kilometers or 15 in a train when you are 15 years old is like going to Australia. You really feel like you are in another part of the town and people are different, the way they speak. So I think that that to film this kid traveling in Lisbon can be something bigger with somebody older.
Thank you so much, Joao. That was great speaking with you. And let's remember again, Montagna here, International Critics Week. Best of luck,
thanks,
of course.
Let's have beer now.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.